Butts at River Falls having another strong year. Joey Butts leads the conference in points at over 23 per game. Menominee's Isaac Ellison averaging 11 assists per game, by far the most. Meanwhile, on the girls' side, a lot of people talked about it, still a buzz about it. Oakland Memorial outlasted Menominee last Friday night in overtime, a game that was at no point in time separated by more than 4 points. Memorial and Menominee now tied atop the BRC, both at 5-1. Eau Claire North's Ellie O'Keefe among the BRC leaders in scoring at 16 per game. Well, again, it is the Crosstown Showdown in boys basketball tonight. North and Memorial will come back with halftime stats and the start of the second half next. This is high school basketball action from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Don't go anywhere. The second half of tonight's game is next on 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA, Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com. And look for them on Spotify.
I love this song.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Well, we get ready for the second half of this one. The Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes leading the Eau Claire North Huskies 37-23 in favor of the Memorial Old Abes in the Crosstown Showdown. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. Second half in just a moment. Some key stats from that first half as far as leading scorers go. North led by Andrew Roxvold. He's got 12. Tyler Johnson with 8. As for the Memorial Old Abes, hey, Cooper Jesperson, he got going as that half went along. He's got 12. Wesley Mboga has 10 to lead Memorial. Derek, some other stats from that first half. We talked about it. Rebounding was so big for Memorial, and I know you've also got overall shooting stats.
Yeah, let's start off with that rebound thing. Since it was such a huge stat, Memorial, 8 offensive rebounds and 9 defensive rebounds all over the glass on North. Compared to North, 2 offensive and 5 defensive rebounds. Total shooting stats, Memorial, 8 of 19 from inside the D, 5 of 17 from beyond the arc, bringing them to 13 for 36, or about a third of their shots made. North, on the other hand, 7 for 15 from inside the D, 2 of 7 from beyond the arc. So in total, 9 for 22. Those are some of your total stats. I'll send it back to you.
Well, here we go with the second half. In just a moment, in the second half of play, Memorial leading 37 to 23. They're wearing the purple. They'll go from left to right across your radio dial or listening device. As for North in the white uniforms, they will head from right to left across your radio dial, listening device, and of course, Husky TV as well. Thanks to the beauty that is the World Wide Web, people can be tuned in from anywhere tonight enjoying today's game. Heck, they could even be listening or watching us today in Kinston, North Carolina. Shout out to North Carolina today. Well, it'll be Memorial ball to begin the second half, leading by 14. They led by as many as 15 in that first half. Memorial had a 36-22 shot advantage in that first half. They took 14 more shots than North did in that first half. Memorial basketball, Mboga leaving it up top to Height. Spits the ball to Clark, right side, goes into the lane, leans in on his defender, nowhere to go. Now to Mboga, cutting in from the left side, and Mboga will score with the right hand as he whips it in off the over the front of the rim. Oh, he met moving on through there with the ease of a plow, navigating a one-inch January snowfall. It's a 16-point lead for Memorial. Left side for North. Here's T.J. Johnson. Cutting into the lane, and he'll score with the right hand. And it's 39-25. Memorial's lead cut to 14 early in the second half.
Well, North is not letting them completely get away.
Ah, but give Mboga the hoop and the arm the other way. Mboga scores with the right hand off the window. He took a hip check in the process from Besson. So Mboga to the line looking for the three-point play the hard way, trying to add to a 16-point lead.
And Boga having a great game himself. He's got 14 points. Make that 15 as he makes that free throw.
And Boga with 15 as it's that free throw. Wesley and Boga came into this game averaging 13 points a game. He's already got 15. Three ball by Gibson for North won't go, but an offensive rebound for North. High out right to Benson, into the lane. Tries to spin around his defender, fade away, jump shot over his defender. Hedke comes up short, and the rebound to Memorial as they try to, well, they've already built up this lead, now trying to expand it even more. Hedke into the lane, outside to Hedke, to Height. Left corner to Mboga, takes the three, bottoms. Wesley Mboga able to bury another three, this time from the left corner. He explodes the Memorial lead to 45-25. Oh, expanding like our waistlines a couple of weeks ago. Amboga's got 18 points in the ball game, and North is going to burn a timeout. 16:18 to go. It's all Memorial. Back right after this, Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's been all Wesley Mboga in the second half for Memorial, and he's helped them build up a game-high 20-point lead. Memorial leads 45-25, 16-15 to play in regulation. North with the basketball and trying whatever they can to get back into this one at this point. Up top, here's Benson, right-hand dribble. He got fouled. Little arm bar by Bryce Hedke, but give Memorial credit. They have really been in control of this game from pillar to post and doing their job, trying to make sure that this North comeback, this North upset bid, I should be, saying, had about as much chance of succeeding as a diet on New Year's Day. Ball stolen away by Memorial, and a steal, scoot, and score by Julius Clark for Memorial. Julius Clark, the steal, scoot, and score, and that's a 22-point lead for Memorial. Another foul called on Memorial on the floor. Well, Memorial, though, and that's the thing right now. If you're Memorial and you're 9-1, everybody's going to be trying to have a season-defining win against you at this point. Your job is to make sure that anybody's upset bid has about as much chance of succeeding as everybody's New Year's resolution. North basketball, they are down by 22. Now just trying to play good basketball if you are North. You don't want to get lazy and fall into bad habits down by this much. And the same goes for Memorial as well. Roxville, the spinner from the left side of the lane. No, outstanding defense by Mboga. Mboga was all over him like salt on a snowy road. And it's back to Memorial again. Memorial's done a great job today defensively. Obviously, the offense gets a lot of attention as Mboga into the lane. And a right-hand floater off the window will score. He extended that right hand out, protecting it from the defenders underneath, and was able to ricochet it in off the glass.
Well, Mboga's having a breakout half here early on. That's 10 points now in the half.
He had 10 points at the half. He's got 20 for the game. Now Aaron Gust for North. Top of the key, took a three. He got fouled, did Gust in the process. So Gust is going to go to the line. He's going to take three free throws here as he got fouled. .14:37 to go in the second half as Aaron Gust's first free throw hits it off the front rim. No. Now again, Memorial has broken this game wide open, but North is still in a position, as you've got half a season to go, to really, the stink of last season's hard to totally move away with just a little air freshener. It's going to take some separation. Won just two games last year. There was a lot of unease with Michael Kessler taking over in his first year. But Michael Kessler had a lot of success at Elk Mound. He's had a lot of success at the high school level. And now with a year under his belt, a year for a lot of these players under their belt, the system getting put into place and some stability, this North team has won some games this year, picked up a big win against River Falls. They've got a big game at Hudson on Friday. And Mboga again for Memorial. Got a feed underneath the right block, and Mboga is going to score. By the way, Gust had made two of the free throws as well. But boy, Wesley Mboga, what a night. Now a steal by Mboga. Pushes the ball ahead to Hedke. Hedke cannot score on the layup, though. Ball back to North. Left corner, open three by Gibson. That rattles out. No. Ball saved by Hedke from Memorial at the baseline. Flings the ball back to midcourt, and the ball is caught by North. They save it. Here's Gibson, left corner, left wing for North. He's open for three, and Gibson will bury the three for North.
Well, this has now become the Mboga show, as he is just putting on a 12-point early second half.
51-29, though. Memorial leads by 22 points in this game. Right sideline three for Memorial won't fall for Ian Bauer, and the ball back to North. North Huskies, as I said before, just two wins last year, but they've got a lot of people, you know, talking about them again this year. Around 500, solid squad. They're definitely not an automatic W at this point like they were maybe a year ago. Roxville, the left wing three for North, won't go. And the ball comes back to Memorial. Jesperson, right wing, tried a cross-court pass to Ian Bauer. Ball, though, whacked out of bounds by Gust, who is hustling back on defense. The ball will stay Memorial's ball with 12:46 to go. In regulation, Memorial up 51-29. Meanwhile, Memorial, and you don't want to talk about this until the offseason, Think of how young they are. A lot of these guys will be back next year. But we don't want to talk about next year when they could still make something really magical happen this season. Here's North with the basketball. Left corner three won't fall for Carter Burns. Offensive rebound for North. Right block. Layup contested by Elliott Johnson. That won't go. Johnson gets his own rebound outside to Roxville. Left wing open three by Burrows. Burrows can't hit it, though, as he lines it off the front rim and the ball back to Memorial. But what I was saying there, Derek, is this Memorial team's so young. And, yeah, they'll bring a lot back next year. There'll be a lot of excitement for next season for Memorial. But you want to take advantage of this year while you can. I'll finish that thought in a moment. As North got a steal, Carter Burns got a steal. But as he came the other way, they're going to whistle him for a charge as he pancaked over Julius Clark of Memorial. I think back to the Eau Claire Blue Gold women's basketball team of a few years ago. They were so good, led by so many juniors, led by Jesse Rudin. They were so good. They went to the NCAA tournament. They came up short in the second round, but there was all this hype going into the following year when they had five seniors. But it turned out their best window was when everybody was a junior. So if you're Memorial, you don't want to start thinking, yeah, you've automatically got a safety net next year. You've got something maybe really special brewing this season for Chad Briskey's team. They're going to try to, well, sail the ship while they've got the wind at their backs.
Yeah, they want to continue this more than wait till next year.
Ambolga, right corner three from Memorial, lined it off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound back to North. North has the ball. Memorial, though, has the lead, 51-29, 11:15 to play in regulation. Burns for North, got cut underneath, needs a safety valve, throws it outside to Burrows. Now to Roxbold, right sideline, step back, three, off the heel, no, in the rebound to Ambolga for Memorial. Leslie Amboga's looked really, really good out there. He's got a great mop of hair as well. And what looks like a little bit of a starter mustache as well going for him. Got it to Jesperson, right corner. Takes it off balance, three for Memorial. That's no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Bauer. The putback, yes, and he's fouled. And Bauer, the hoop and the arm. It's 53-29 in favor of Memorial. Ian Bauer will go to the line. He'll try to complete a three-point play. That sends a few folks heading to the exits right now. But Ian Bauer to the line for Memorial as the Memorial Old Abes, all them right now, as Bauer nothing but net. He hits the free throw, 54-29 in favor of Memorial. Bauer's up to 5 points in the ball game. North the other way, bounce feed underneath, goes off a swarm of hands and legs. The ball will roll across the baseline out of bounds. It will stay North ball to our left.
And looking at rebounding for North is actually beating Memorial right now 8-6.
Rebound in the second half. They're gonna get a foul before the inbounds on Memorial. That's a second foul on Ambolga of Memorial. Four team fouls on Memorial. Memorial, by the way, on Friday night, they're home against Chi High, and then they also play on Saturday at the La Crosse Civic Center against Owatonna from Minnesota. A fun cross-state matchup, if you will, and an opportunity for the kids to play at a former minor league basketball facility in the La Crosse Civic Center. Another foul here on Memorial. Ball was thrown in, and Elliot Benson for North got tripped. So a foul. This will be the fourth foul on Julius Clark of Memorial and his team's fifth. Again, North throws it in. Rocks fold left side. Roxville, quiet in the second half, has 12 for the game. Spinning shot in the lane. Front rim, no. Rebound out of bounds, back to Memorial. Roxville had 36 in that eye-opening win North had on Friday night against River Falls. Today, he still got a solid 12 points, but not enough to keep pace with this Memorial team that has been really good on all three levels. Memorial's been good offensive, defense, and rebounding. Memorial basketball as they attack the hoop down to our right. Out between the wheels, Cooper Jesperson. Jesperson, he's got 12 points in the ball game. Left side for Gibson. Gibson got fouled by Gust, who tried to come in there and take the last biscuit off of his plate. That'll be the third foul on Aaron Gust, the junior. Team's fourth foul. More high school basketball coverage coming up on 93.5 on Thursday night. We'll be in Altoona. Altoona against Baldwin Woodville in boys basketball. That's on Thursday night. And Bolga again soaring through the lane. Scores off the glass. Took contact. He's fouled. He'll go to the line again trying to complete the three-point play. Wesley Mboga right now has been dominating like a squirrel that's chewing up your yard and there's nothing you can do about it.
24 points, 14 of them in this second half with still 9:43, more than half of this left to go.
What a game for Wesley Mboga. You know, a lot of the attention, rightfully so, is on Cooper Jesperson, but Mboga, the junior himself, saying, hey, I'm still here. Now, he can't finish it off as his free throw rattles around and kicks out no good, but Mboga himself has sealed this game for Memorial in the second half. Well, North basketball as Memorial leads 56-29. This game's gotten out of hand in favor of Memorial. Carter Burns for North tried to back down his defender at the left block. He and his defender both go falling down like garbage that's been overturned by a raccoon. They're going to get the foul on Ian Bauer of Memorial, his third, team's sixth.
You know, as we look at this game, we saw North, they were looking ready for this. But Memorial proved they didn't want an upset.
Aaron Gust, right side for North. Ball pops out of his hands, but recollected by T.J. Johnson. Now up top, a three is good by Carter Burns. Burns, the senior for North, hits the three. He's on the board for tonight. 56-32. Memorial leads by 24 points, 9 minutes to play. Cooper Jesperson in the lane. Ball knocked out of his hands, got it back, but they should get him for a up and down here. They're going to get a foul. Jesperson had the ball knocked out of his hands, got it back, went up again. And they're actually going to call a jump ball situation. It'll be North ball on the alternating possession arrow. Fans here wanted a double dribble or a travel, but it'll still be North ball on the alternating possession arrow. By the way, we'll have Memorial basketball on 93.5 coming up in a couple of weeks, a non-conference game against former BRC team Superior. Nice spinning move by Burns in the lane for North, but he cannot finish with the right hand as he throws it too strong off the window. Offensive rebound for Memorial, but Jesperson trying to float a pass underneath. It has it intercepted by Gust for North. North basketball up top. Here's a three on the way. That's too strong by Elliot Benson. And the rebound to Memorial, as Jesperson was up like an eagle and down like a wet dog. And it's Memorial ball with 8:15 to play. Jesperson curls into the lane. Layup off the glass. No, ball leaks off the front rim. Rebound to T.J. Johnson of North. North basketball. Burns leads it up top to Gust. Gust tried to sprint into the lane. He got walled off, though. Now Roxbold underneath. Spinning move with the right hand. No, off the front rim. Rebound Mboga, and Memorial slows it down. Now they try to quick lead feed ahead. Off a couple fingertips, picked off by Benson at midcourt. And then as he's slaloming his way up the floor, he took a hip check. That'll be the seventh foul on Memorial. So that's going to send Elliot Benson to the line, shooting a 1-1. Matt Seiberling, Eau Claire Blue Gold men's basketball coach, is here tonight. See him opposite of us. North's Andrew Roxbold is a blue gold commit. Benson, the front end of the 1-1, makes the first free throw. He's got 4 points. Again, our coverage of high school basketball continues on Thursday night. Altoona Railroaders boys basketball, as Altoona takes on Baldwin-Woodville in a Middle Borders Conference matchup. Altoona versus Baldwin-Woodville this Thursday. Coverage begins at 7 right here with Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap. Benson made both free throws. We're going to get a foul on North coming the other way. That'll be the sixth foul on North, so the last non-shooting foul, and a second foul on Elliot Benson. Big thanks, by the way, to the students who operate Husky TV. I know a number of you are watching the radio feed tonight on Husky TV. Big thanks to the students here who do a great job learning the ins and outs of operating a video telecast and a video board and all the fancy toys, and having worked in minor league baseball and all of that. That is a skill, by the way, that whether you do it as a career or not, if you know how to run a video board, you can have a very fun summer or winter no matter where you may work. Jesperson trying to drive the baseline for Memorial, got fouled as he went up for a shot. So Jesperson will get a couple of free throws for Memorial. But they have these video boards here at North Am Memorial. They installed them, what, about 7 years ago, as Jesperson makes the first free throw. And it's a great opportunity with all the toys they have to give the students a real-world experience, whether it's the video board or also providing the broadcast out on the internet. Both free throws are good by Jesperson. He's got his first 2 points of the second half and has 14 for the game right now. 58-34, Memorial leads big. A 24-point lead with 7:13 to go in the ballgame. We're going to get another foul, this time on Memorial, as Elliot Benson was trying to dribble on in from the right side. He'll go over the line shooting a 1-1, as that is the eighth foul on Memorial.
And as the foul number continues to increase here in the second half, we saw 19 in the first.
Now the first free throw, no good by Benson. Rebound back to Memorial. They'll run the floor. Bounce feed up ahead to a sprinting Ian Bauer. Bauer will get it, put it off the glass, and score. And it's 60-34 in favor of Memorial. Answering back for North, a quick 5-foot jumper in front by, that is Tyler Johnson, is good. He's up to 10 points.
Well, this is not going to be a game that will hold Memorial under 60.
And Memorial doing their job today is, there's Hecky coming up along the right baseline. He can't finish with the right hand. Rebound to North. Three ball on the way, left side. That's too strong by Barrows. Offensive rebound, Roxvold, though. Back to Tyler Barrows. Barrows to the right block. Left it underneath to TJ Johnson. Johnson got caught underneath. He was leaning out of bounds, tried to throw it back into the lane, and it's intercepted by Memorial. And Memorial the basketball. This Memorial team, very, very good, as Amboga gets a bounce feed underneath from right in front. He can't finish with the point-blank shot with the right hand. Ball back to North. A three by Benson, right wing. That one leaks off. No good. And Memorial the basketball. 60-36 lead for Memorial. Well, make it 62-36 Memorial, as Cooper Jesperson in the lane drops it in with the right hand. Jesperson was he's the second leading scorer in the Big Rivers Conference. Was an all-conference second teamer as a sophomore. As I mentioned, it feels like he's been here a long time, but he still has one more year left after this. Roxvold, the senior for North, is fouled as he tries to go up strong underneath. And Roxvold will go to the line to shoot a pair for North. Jesperson hasn't had one of his big scoring nights, but he has scored 29 points in three games this year. Tonight, though, the big star has been Wesley Amboga for Memorial, who had a 10-point first half, which was very, very good. And then here in the second half, made sure to put the pillow right over the face of North early on. He put this game away with a gargantuan sprint in the first 5 minutes of the second half, and Mboga's now is up to, I think it's 24 points in the game. Meanwhile, Roxfold hits the second free throw. He's got 13 points in the game. Memorial leads big, though, in this one. Height underneath Memorial will throw it outside to Jesperson. 5:15 to go in this one, 62-37 in favor of Memorial, and we're getting a foul on North. As a feed to Jesperson at the right block, he caught it. Unable to stop his momentum was Maddox Gertz for North, and he ended up kind of running up his back there like he was trying to put a saddle on him and ride him off in the distance. That'll be the eighth foul on North, so that sends Jesperson to the line, shooting a 1-1. The first free throw on the way, front rim, back rim, and it drops in.
Now both teams are just looking to not develop anything that will hurt them later on in the season.
The bread basket is empty at this, just waiting for the check to arrive as Jesperson makes both free throws. He's got 18 points in the ball game. North basketball is Memorial leads big, 64-37. Top of the key, an open three on the way is no good by Carter Burns, and the rebound back to Memorial. Mboga, right hand will decelerate along the right side. Bounce feet underneath, ball goes between the legs of Height, and the loose ball scooped up in the lane by Gertz for North. The senior seeing time for North. Maddox Gertz will get it over to the right side for Carter Burns. The Memorial students off to our right, chanting it's all over at this point, as we're going to get a charging foul on North's. That's going to be on North's stencil. No, that's Roxville. Andrew Roxville tried to come in right side, and he got knocked over. Meanwhile, conflicting combative chants from the two student bodies, all in good fun. The Memorial students are obviously hooting and hollering. They're about to win this one. The North students are trying to remind them of some other sports that North has won. Alley-oop attempt for North, will not work there. And the ball back to North. Bryce Heckey, left wing, floated it down low to Height. Height went up, nearly got the alley-oop, but he caught the ball a little shy of the hoop and couldn't finish with the layup. Ball back to North. Underneath, there's Burns at the left block. Outside for Stoffel. Garrett Stoffel's three is off the glass, no good. Rebound back to Memorial, and it'll be walked up the floor as Chad Briskey's team will slow things down. 3:30 to play in the second half, 64-37 in favor of Memorial. Add to it, Cooper Jesperson again, darting on in from the right side of the lane, is able to score with the right hand. It's 66-37 Memorial. 3:15 to go. Now for North, from the right side of the lane, Maddox Gertz, a contested shot, flung off the glass, no. Ball back to Memorial, and now Memorial's going to call a timeout. 3:06 to go in regulation. Memorial trying to bring this one in for a landing. They lead big, 66-37. Back with the finish right after this. High school basketball from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
Check out our full sports schedule by visiting the echometownradio.com website. Links to not only the upcoming games, but also audio and video highlights of prior games as well. With 3 minutes left to go on this one, teams will begin to empty their bench a little bit. Memorial has broken this one wide open. They lead 66-37. Memorial's going to win for the fifth straight time in this series. Memorial with the basketball is Quinney trying to work his way in from the left side. He got pushed, did Quinney, and Shahan Quinney to the line to shoot a pair for Memorial. Both teams now in the double bonus. Foul was on Stefan Larson of North. Well, Derek, tomorrow's a big day as Quinney banks in a free throw. That gets a rise out of the Memorial students down to our right. Big D for you. You got to start getting your braces put on, huh?
Yeah, that is true, and I'm not really the most excited human for that.
Saw your orthodontics was being featured on the video board there. I had to mention it. Meanwhile, Quinney misses the second free throw. Back to North. Here's a three by Larson, right wing for North. That's no good. Rebound back to Memorial. And old Derek, you know, you're upset about getting the braces. Wait till you, let me show you the bill. All right. Mommy and Daddy are not too happy about having to pay for all those braces. You should have had perfect teeth like my disjointed members.
Okay, so you're the one with the perfect teeth. Yeah.
Meanwhile, there was an offensive foul called on Memorial. Ball will go back to North. We have 2:27 to go, and Memorial leading 67-37. See, when I was growing up, I had a retainer. Now, once I stopped using the retainer, the teeth have all ended up going every which way. I got some teeth going to the north, some teeth going to the west, some teeth heading off in the northwest direction, some going southeast, all that sort of thing. I think I've learned I've got an overbite. But see, back in my day, we didn't care about it. For you, apparently, you'd die by the age of 18 if we didn't get you braces. How about this? How about we don't get you braces, and we'll tell your mother we got you braces?
I'm fine with that.
Meanwhile, North getting some free throws here. Maddox Gertz is getting a couple of free throws for North, and the senior Gertz is on the board as he hits a free throw there. And the righty's second free throw's up, and he got that one in. You got 2 minutes left to go in this one, and Memorial's leading by a very wide margin. But for the players that are out there on the court right now, this game means every bit the same as if the game was 0-0, because you practice the play and you get that opportunity. This game, this moment right now means a lot for these guys out there that are playing. This is not just bleeding out the clock. This is not about getting them even minutes. This is about the moment right now for these guys, even for the seniors that are getting a chance to play off the bench, a chance for them to play in this game. And they're playing very, very hard. No muscles are relaxing, just to bleed out the last 2 minutes of the clock. Memorial, the basketball, leading 67-39. Ah, from the right side, though, the ball stolen away by North. Steal there by Garrett Stoffel, the senior for North. Stoffel into the front court. Got it right sideline for Stenzel. Up top, here's Gertz. Gertz, right-hand dribble on the hesitation. Got caught underneath and travel. Ball back to Memorial. Again, Memorial home to Chi High on Friday. Meanwhile, North has got a rather big game at Hudson on Friday night. Hudson right along with North in the middle of the BRC. 1:20 to play in regulation. Memorial basketball. Right block, a wild shot by Ben Fesenmeyer. That's no good. Ball back to North. Fesenmeyer, by the way, played the JV game as well for Memorial. He's a tired young lad, you got to figure. He had a big JV game for Memorial, a JV game that Memorial also won big. Going to get a foul on Memorial the other way, and a couple of free throws coming up again for Maddox Gertz of North with 62 seconds to play in the ball game. Oh, do you know a local student interested in exploring a career in broadcasting? We want to hear from them. Opportunities exist for local area students to be on these very broadcasts, including taking my job. Parents and students themselves can reach out to me by heading to echometownradio.com for more details. Gertz misses the first free throw, the righty second free throw. That one is good. So Maddox Gertz up to 3 points in the game. Final minute of this one. Memorial basketball. Fezzenmeyer to the free throw line, floats a pass underneath Owen Gibson, and Gibson got fouled as he caught the ball, and he'll go to the line shooting two, as again both teams in the double bonus. First free throw on the way. Back heel goes up in the air and drops on in.
Well, that'll do nicely for Memorial.
Ah, the old shooter's touch right there. Sometimes you forget to turn off the burner, but you were lucky in that you didn't have anything on the stove to burn. Second free throw was no good. North coming the other way. Ball knocked out of the hands of Maddox Gertz out of bounds. It'll stay North ball. Well, Memorial will win for the fifth straight time in the Crosstown Showdown. Teams will meet again at Memorial in February, a game we'll also have here on 93.5 The Tap. North basketball, left wing three by Stoffel. Halfway down, horseshoes out, can't get the roll. Ball back to Memorial. They don't have to take a shot if they don't want to. Final 30 seconds of this game. But you've got the kids off the bench that are playing right now, and they're going to try to play this one through. Ball stolen away by North. Good steal there by Maddox Gertz. Behind the back dribble, leaving it to the right side for Stoffel. Baseline. Acrobatic shot as he gave himself an angle, and he ricochets it in off the glass. That'll likely be the last play of the game as Chad Brisky tells his team to milk off the clock. So that's what's going to happen. The last couple of seconds will tick away, and the buzzer will sound, ending this one. The Memorial Old Apes win this game going away by a final score of 68-42. All Memorial in this one, and the Old Apes out to a 10-1 record, 6-0 in the Big Rivers Conference. We'll step aside, take a quick break. We'll come back, have final numbers and thoughts for you right after this. This is high school basketball presented by Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stay tuned for tonight's post-game closer. A recap of tonight's game and a look around other area action on 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back one final time to Eau Claire North High School. The Eau Claire Memorial Old Apes win the first of the two Crosstown Showdowns in boys basketball as they win this one going away by a final score of 68-42. It was really all Memorial pillar to post in this game. They made sure that any type of upset bid by North lasted as long as those New Year's diets. The Memorial Old Apes built up a big lead as the first half went along and then exploded that lead early in the second half, and really the game was all academic from there on out. So Memorial wins, they remain the cream of the crop in the BRC and really one of the teams to look at the Division I level in all of Wisconsin. As for North, a humbler here today, but not necessarily a game that should necessarily send them into a spiral. This is a North team that has still a lot of promise to do maybe a little something this season, despite what happened here today. Again, Scott Montesano, Derek Montesano with us. Derek, some of your thoughts tonight.
Well, one thing that was huge in this one was steals. Just a lot of steals, and that was overall. We didn't see, like, the biggest amount of shots in the second half because people kept stealing the ball from each other.
Well, yeah, you saw a little more sloppiness in the second half as some other players got a chance to play in the second half, which you like that from both teams and an opportunity for those young men to play. I think from a Memorial standpoint, they won this game because they were so good in all three levels of the game. They scored the ball when they had to. They were outstanding defensively. We talked about the rebounding. They forced turnovers as well today. Remember, in the first half, Memorial took 14 more shots than North because of all of that. Some final numbers in this game. North was led by Andrew Roxvold, who had 13 points. Roxvold, be quiet late in the first half, into the second half, finished with 13 points. Tyler Johnson with 10, and Elliot Benson had 6. As for Memorial, Wesley Amboga is the one who really got shot out of a cannon tonight. He had 24 points. Cooper Jesperson had 20 in the game. Ian Bauer with 7. Derek, some other stats.
Well, coming in second half stats, starting off with some shooting stats. North, 3 for 13 from inside the D, 2 of 16 from beyond the arc. So they were attempting the threes, trying to build something, but just never came. 5 for 29 total in the second half. On the Memorial end, 10 of 17 from inside the D, only 1 of 5 from beyond the arc, so a 50% shooting percentage of 11 for 22. Some rebounds in the second half. North with 12 rebounds, 5 on the offense, 7 on the defense. Memorial's defensive glass was pretty much unstoppable. They have 13 defensive rebounds with only 3 offensive, so something to look out for. Final shooting stat for Memorial, they went 24 for 58. North, they only went 14 as I finish adding it up now. They went 14 for 51. Those are some of your stats. I'll send it back over to you.
North with the loss drops to 6-6 overall, 3-3 in the Big Rivers Conference. Memorial improves to 10-1 overall, 6-0 in the BRC. They have built up quite the lead in the BRC, no worse than 2 games up in the BRC when all is said and done tonight. North back in action on Friday. They'll be at Hudson. Memorial is home on Friday night against Chi High. And our next coverage of high school basketball will be Thursday night. We'll have the Altoona Railroaders against Baldwin Woodville from Altoona on Thursday night. Altoona boys basketball Thursday night, 7 o'clock, right here on 93.5 The Tap and echometownradio.com. Derek, final thoughts tonight.
Well, this game, it was just Memorial completely domination. They took the early lead and they never looked back on North. Obviously, Mboga having an amazing breakout second half, but you can't forget he put up 10 points in the first. Obviously, you've got Cooper Jesperson, who still had a good game, but I feel like it might have gotten overshadowed by Mboga's performance.
Well, once again, Memorial wins 68-42. That'll wrap it up for us here today from Eau Claire North High School. On behalf of everyone who made this broadcast possible, and on behalf of Derek Montesano, I'm Scott Montesano, saying there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. Make sure to take advantage of it. And until Thursday night from Altoona High School, so long, everybody.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything
from news to sports to dogs and even beer. ECHometownRadio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's ECHometownRadio.com, and look for them on Spotify. The best place to go for the best local content is ECHometownRadio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. ECHometownRadio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's ECHometownRadio.com. And look for them on Spotify. Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
Which is a huge horror movie website. So there are Blu-rays and DVDs available for it as well.
Nice. That was a cool, you guys did a really good job of capturing some parts of Green Bay. I never knew, you know, when you think of Green Bay, as a guy who's never lived here, you think of the stadium, sure, downtown, you know, but he found some, or you guys both found some really cool locations in that film. So I recommend that too. If you're listening and you want another good horror film, check out Black Mold and then Gags the Clown. That one turned out. Are you guys happy with the way it turned out?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And it was cool to shoot it here, too, because Adam lives in Green Bay and, you know, he always wanted to keep it in Green Bay.
Yeah.
So it was just great to, you know, to be able to help him achieve what he wanted.
I think you guys need to film another movie in Marinette.
Got it.
I shot one there 20 years ago and I thought this is the last movie I'll ever be in. In Marinette, my buddy Mike McGuire, who lives out in LA, came mm-hmm. back. He's from there. He came back there to make a film too.
Oh.
Like 6 years ago, I'm like, whoa, I'm acting in another movie in Marinette. All right. So it's kind of like the movie hub of Northeast Wisconsin.
Yes.
If
it
I
sounds
may.
Like it.
Let's check just, it out.
Let's dub it that right now. Yeah.
So what is your favorite location to shoot at in Wisconsin? There's so many amazing, there's so much natural beauty. But you can also get really cool urban shots in Wisconsin, too. Really, if the incentives ever did come back here, I do feel like people would choose to shoot their films here.
Oh, I agree completely. And I am honestly, like, shooting in a place like Marinette would be great because I love small town stories.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is because we see so many movies that are set in New York or L.A. or Atlanta or just, you know, any of the large metro hubs, which are wonderful, don't get me wrong, but
yeah,
that's not what life looks like in Wisconsin, you know,
right.
and so I'm just so interested in telling stories that are relatable to a lot of the country that don't live in the large cities.
Yeah, exactly. So, and Oshkosh has a great, it's what I like about Oshkosh as opposed to other Fox Valley cities, it looks a little older.
Yes.
And it looks more, I don't know, it's just got its own thing. It's like got mm-hmm. a lot of, it's nice that it's on the lake, but the downtown looks mm-hmm. a little old. And that's why I think they were able to make Dillinger work there, right?
Yes, because, yeah, Public Enemy shot multiple locations in Oshkosh. And
Public yep, Enemies, not yep, Dillinger.
Yep, yeah, yep.
It's a different but, movie.
Yeah.
So where is your favorite place to shoot? Would it be Oshkosh?
I as much as I hate to say this, I haven't shot a whole lot in Wisconsin.
Oh,
you know, a lot of projects have taken me out of the state. And part of it again is that tax incentive.
Yeah.
When the Midwest has tax incentives and you don't, you get pulled a lot of
That's
different
tough.
Places. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
So can you talk a little bit about one of the things I liked in Black Mold too? it's hard to shoot at night if you're not like, I'm not a technical guy, so I never understood that. I have nothing but respect for lighting people. You have shots in Black Mole that are so great because they look night. They look kind of scary, but you can see. How is that? Is that hard to get shots like that where it has to be night, but you don't want it to be too bright, but you got to show people what's going on? Are those hard to light?
Well, that's a great question for our gaffer and our G&E teams. but yeah, and one of the big things, so in Black Mold, we called it the den, but it is a location that takes place a lot where the man upstairs has his throne and his fire. That was a set that we built. And so that allowed us to light it exactly how we needed to. Wow, so that was a really integral part into this film, because a lot of the film does take place in that room and at night, and that's where the climax happens. And so yeah, to have total control, and especially because we had a rainstorm and thunder and lightning and all of that, we needed that control.
Yeah. Good point. Speaking of problem solving. So, all right, I have one more question here, and then I want to find out. Oh, we're running out of time too. Actually, I'll just go. All right. Enough about Black Mold. Tell people where they can see it. Tell people where they can see Gags before we get out of here.
Black Mold, Tubi Original, available on Tubi. We are putting together a very limited theatrical run that will be happening in February and March. We'll be bringing the film to Wisconsin for a few cities. Probably won't be till maybe April-ish or so, but we'll be doing some theatrical stuff. So if you don't want to see it on Tubi, you have a chance theatrical, and there will be a physical Blu-ray release that will have tons of special features that will be coming out this spring as well.
Well, it's got a great cast. It looks beautiful. I highly recommend it. And I have one more question for you, John, because what we do on this show is talk about what we're watching. And we just have an exchange of ideas here. What are you watching? What does John Pata go home and watch at night?
Honestly, I've been watching the last season of Riverdale.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I've been enjoying that show for what it is ever since it came out. And I'm finally catching up on it.
You know, as a kid who liked Archie comics when I was younger, I read it and I'm like, oh, this is great, Riverdale. And I watch them like, this is not the Archie.
That is not the Riverdale. No.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Season one is pretty much the teen version of Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
And then the Zodiac killer comes in on the second season and it goes many different places.
Oh, that's great.
It's enjoyable trash for me.
Well, that's excellent. What's next? You got another project lined up?
Well, I'll be focusing on just this theatrical run and getting these special features together for Black Mold. And of course, I have multiple scripts I've written and I have some more I'm going to write. But I've been working on Black Mold for almost 3.5 years now. So I'm ready
for something new.
Ready for a little break. You know,
get
ready
to it, son. Yeah. All right. This is great. This is John Pata joined me here. And it was great to have you, John. Come back soon. And you don't have to wait till you make another movie. Come back. We'll talk anyway.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
All right.
Thank you so much.
That was Oshkosh's own director, John Pata. Check out his new film, Black Mold, on Tubi. We'll be right back with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS.